Hand washing is front of mind for many during the pandemic, but washing often and thoroughly is always a goal in healthcare. WCBU's Dana Vollmer has more on how a Peoria area hospital system takes on that challenge.
Hospitals monitor how workers do hand hygiene to limit the risk of spreading infections. How they choose to do that varies. Like many, Unity Point Health for years relied on simple observation. Supervisors would audit their employees to make sure they were lathering up with soap or sanitizer in between encounters with new patients, spaces, and equipment. Unity Point Infection Prevention Coordinator Jennifer Liberty says that model only gave a small glimpse at what was actually happening among care staff.
We know from those manual observations that we've done for years and years, we know that we've only captured about 1% of all the hand hygiene opportunities. And the other thing with those manual observations is we know they're typically inflated because people know when they're being watched.
In other words, employees were on their cleanest behavior when they knew it was being documented. Allowing for that is the premise behind the electronic monitoring programs more hospitals are transitioning to. Unity Point implemented a system called SwipeSense at its Methodist and Proctor hospitals about 3 years ago. It just came to the Pekin campus in December. All staff that interact with patients, from doctors and nurses to lab techs and dietary workers, wear a key card that tracks them through the hospital. As Liberty explains, that card gets scanned in each room.
When I walk in the room, it says Jennifer Liberty was in this room on this day at this time. And then from the time I walk in the room, I have 1 minute to use either the hand sanitizer or the soap.
The same is true when she leaves the room. Both of those so-called hand hygiene opportunities are collected by SwipeSense and assigned a compliance score.
If I've washed my hands going into the room and then again when I come out, then my compliance percentage for that visit to the patient room would be 100%.
A report is generated for each employee every 2 weeks, but Liberty says they don't just look at the data on an individual level. They can look at the numbers for the hospital as a whole, a specific nursing unit, or even sort by job title. Since January alone, Liberty says SwipeSense has collected more than 2 million hand hygiene opportunities at Unity Point hospitals. She says that allows them to be strategic with efforts to prevent what's called hospital-associated infection, the spread of illness to people in care.
And of course, those have much poorer outcomes for patients. They come with an extraordinary cost to help the healthcare system. We know from many studies over many years that most of those infections are spread on the hands of healthcare workers.
According to CDC data, about 1 in 31 patients acquires a hospital-associated infection in a given day, and over 72,000 die of their infections each year. Liberty says that's not lost on care staff. She says it's always healthcare workers' intention to follow proper hand hygiene protocol, but they're also human and sometimes overestimate their hand-washing routine.
In all three hospitals, when we first implemented the program, people tend to think they're washing their hands 100% of the time. You know, if you ask people, how is your hand hygiene compliance? Everybody says, I wash my hands all the time. So what we found is that when we first implemented the system, it's a shock. People think, oh, that can't be right. You know I'm washing my hands more often.
When SwipeSense was introduced at Unity Point Pekin, for example, it showed staff were only washing their hands or using sanitizer about 60% of the times they should. Liberty says while that might sound shockingly low, it's actually among the highest initial compliance rates SwipeSense has seen.
The healthcare systems that go live with an electronic system, that average is about 40%.
And she says there's about a 9% margin of error built into the system. That's one of the reasons compliance is never expected to reach 100%. The other, reacting to the patient's needs in real time.
If a patient is getting ready to, you know, fall, or there's another emergency going on in that room, that certainly needs to take precedent over stopping to perform hand hygiene.
Still, Liberty says compliance rates improve rapidly after staff see the numbers. She says compliance is even higher since mid-March, when COVID-19 became a major concern at healthcare facilities. She says SwipeSense is just one tool in making sure infections don't spread at Unity Point hospitals, but there are clear signs signs that it's helping.
In the first 18 months of implementation at Methodist in Proctor, we had a 15% increase in compliance over that 18-month period, which coincided with a 12% decrease in our hospital-associated infections.
And she says the same success is expected at the Pekin campus over time. I'm Dina Vollmer.